Hey everyone, and welcome back. I'm Sarah, and I'm so excited you've joined me for another episode of Musical Mindfulness. You know, there's so many mindfulness practices that use music as a background, and what I really like to do is to use music as the focus of our practice. You know, music and sound is ephemeral. It happens in the moment, and that sound immediately disappears, so it really forces us to be present, to be able to hear those notes as they pass moment by moment, to encounter the sound as it passes moment by moment. I think especially in these stressful times, it's really important to find ways to ground ourselves and to find that center, to find that deep well of peace and calm that I really feel is in each and every one of us. And when we're able to be centered and to feel free too, because music can be heard differently by everyone. There's no right or wrong way to hear it. Just be present for it. And when we're able to find that calm for ourselves, we're able to be present for others as well. So important to really take care of ourselves. Last week, if you joined me, we listened to a piece of Bach, a solo piece from one of his suites. Today we do something a little bit different. It's music by Schubert from his octet. And as you would imagine, there are 8 instruments, 2 violins, a viola, a cello, a bass, a clarinet, and a bassoon, and a horn. Now, a lot of people tell me that they find classical music just really complicated and maybe hard to follow, or something that they don't understand. And classical music, like any music, is based on some basic elements like melody and voices and coming back to melodies and sounds that you find familiar. So I thought for this mindful moment with the Schubert, we'd focus on 2 things. First is all of the instruments that we hear. Each one of them has a different characteristic, a different timbre. The violin is sweet and singing. The clarinet is bright and clear. The bassoon, I think, is buzzy and resonant, and I find the horn to be mellow and heroic. And maybe you would use different words to describe them, and that's great, that's fine, but they all sound very different. So I want you to feel and encounter each instrument as you hear them. They'll all have a little bit of melody, and really feel them in your own way. Where does it resonate in the space around you? How does it resonate in yourself? How do they sound different to you? If you want to go a little bit deeper, I'd love for us to think about melody. The very first melody we'll hear is what I'm going to call the home base melody that we'll keep coming back to. We'll hear that melody, we'll move away from it, come back to it, and then there'll be a middle section that's really quite different. It's in a different key with a completely different melody. And when that's over, we'll come back to that home base melody and let that resolve as the piece ends. So it has sort of a nice narrative arc to it, and something that we can follow and understand. It makes us feel that we've come back home, very centered, very safe. So to begin our mindfulness moment, I would love for us to come to a seated upright position. You can be on the floor, you can be on a chair. What's most important that your feet are on the floor. If you're sitting in a chair, that you feel very stable and grounded and able to sit for about 7.5 minutes of this piece. So let's come to that position. And I think it's really helpful to close our eyes to get our ears ready to listen. So as we close our eyes, take a moment to take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let's take a couple more breaths in our own time. And when we're ready and feeling very stable and calm, I'd like us to open our ears to what we hear maybe in ourselves, that very gentle sound of our breath, the very quiet sounds of our hearts beating inside of us. And then gradually reach out your ears to sounds you might hear right around you, maybe the buzz of something, a little bit of air moving under a door through a window. Then we reach out our ears to something farther outside the room. Could be wind rustling through leaves on a tree. Could be sound from someone next door, or your dog snuffling at the door of your room. Then reach farther out to see if you can hear maybe traffic on a street, a distant siren, anything far away. And when we've opened our ears all the way, let's bring them back to ourselves, back to this room, and back to what we're about to hear. So again, for this practice, I would love for us to think about two things, about each different instrument, the violin, the clarinet, the bassoon, the horn, as they each have their chance to play a melody, and what those instruments sound like and feel like, and what their sonorities and timbres, how they feel to you, how you hear them today, and what it feels like as they exchange the melody back and forth to each other in a conversation, and how sometimes they are singing together with their voices. And I'll give you prompts about that. And then if you want to get a little bit more deep, I want you to hear the melody, the home melody that we'll hear first off, played by the violin, and how we come back to that melody at various times. In the middle section again, it'll feel completely different. There'll be a little stop and we'll be in a different key, a different melody as it explores all of those wonderful sounds. And finally, it will come back to that home melody and everything surrounding it and resolve and come to a beautiful end. So with all of that, let's listen to some Schubert. Our home base melody. The singing of the violin. The clarinet answers. A gentle musical conversation. And our home base melody. Clear tone of the clarinet. And this wonderful musical conversation. Notice the difference in sonority. The strings. How the clarinet resonates in a different way. The violin answers. Each instrument with a different resonance, a different feeling. As the music unfolds to our home melody. The melody building. The instruments playing in harmony. As they sing together. A new sonority of the horn. The violin. With the clarinet. Each note following the other in little waves of melody. The clarinet alone. Is answered by the violin. As the instruments sing to each other. And return to our home base.
this melody. As the melody builds, and the horn again. The violin with the clarinet, all instruments together. Something new, the resonance of the bassoon. Now the violin with the clarinet, a whole new sonority. The bassoon again. As the melody continues, unfolding, unfurling. The gentle rhythm accompanying this melody. Listen for that buzz of the bassoon. And how it feels different from the clarinet. The clarinet and the violin. And we come back to our home base, our home melody. Familiar and gentle. Each instrument singing in its own way, note by note. As music unfurls, moment by moment. As the musical conversation continues, we're home yet again. As the music grows, bit by bit, a resolution. We're joined by the horn again. The horn by itself, a noble sound, the singing of the violin, as we gently come to the end, each instrument again, singing together. As we come to a close.
So if your eyes are closed, let's gently and slowly open them and bring our attention back to the space around us. I really find that piece wonderful because it has a gentle lilting sound. And for me, it gives me a little bit of this really soft and gentle energy and puts me into that mind space and that spirit space. If you'd like to end the mindfulness moment here, thanks for joining me, and we'll have another video up soon. If you'd like to continue with the practice, as always, I will again play Schubert without the prompts, and I'll let you encounter it in your own way. You may be thinking again about the sonority and the timbre of each of the different instruments. You may think more about the melody and how we move away from it and how we move back to it and how that makes you feel. But whatever you do, I think it's important to ground yourself in each sound, in each melody note, in each instrument as the sounds, the notes continue and we encounter them moment by moment. So important to keep us in the present, not worrying about what's to come, not considering what has already gone, but to be present for that beautiful sound. So with that, let us hear some more Schubert. welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that, Schubert, and I hope you encounter that in a different way and it meant something different to you. Maybe you heard each instrument in a different way. Maybe the melody felt differently to you, and I really think that's the wonderful thing about music. Our understanding of it shifts and our hearing of it shifts, and we encounter it anew every time we listen to it and are able to find so much more to understand and to explore and to love. So I hope this mindfulness moment was helpful for you. Thanks for your comments on the last video, and I'm going to keep perfecting this format. So let me know if there's anything you'd like to hear more of, repertoire, any music that you want to hear. Again, so important to find those moments for ourselves to be centered, to be grounded, so that we're really able to bring the best of ourselves to others and create that positive energy that I think we all really need right now. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you soon.